behave like the others. That's what's right. Even when it's the wrongest possible. One day the Council of State, Mr. Malbec, came to visit me. He praised my uniqueness and my unique way of living, as they were beneficial for my work. I wanted to do the same, he said. Then he told me that later that day he was to attend a dinner party, and there I'll have to drink wine, and my health can't take it. But there's no avoiding it, for then right away they go, "Ah, yes, a small glass, Mr. Councillor, that'll do you good." I replied, "Nothing is easier than to prevent that. You don't say a word about your health not being able to take wine. That'll only encourage their blabbermouth's consideration. You sit down at the table. When then the wine is poured, you smell it and say or indicate with a facial expression that the wine's no good. Then the host will get angry and stop pestering you." To this Malbec replied, "No, I can't do that. Why should I become unfriendly with people?" I replied, "To manifest your will. Is that not reason enough?" But so it goes. First, to rattle on about it for an hour with me, and then make a fool of me with such wind. And then off to the dinner table, and drink. Then home and suffer the consequences. And then rattle on about it once more all night with the wife. This is living and being interesting.